You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
James, what would you be willing to give up for Kwan?
So, to Ruben's point there, I do think it costs Miller plus, whether Crawford, Escobar, one of those top-tier type guys. I would think long and hard about it. I probably lean towards it being too much, Ruben's point. But, like, if they did it, I wouldn't be angry. You know what I mean? I would understand it. It would be an all-in move. He has years of control left, so you're adding Durant and Kwan, not just for this year, but for the next couple years to this squad. I think that'd be an important part of it. And if Stephen Kwan came here, within 2 weeks, he would be everyone in Philadelphia's favorite player. He's the exact player that we get calls about all the time.
He bats
Love
left.
Forgetting the lefty thing, he puts the bat on the ball. He's a high average guy. He hits righties and lefties. Yeah. He's a great outfielder. He runs hard every play. He is like a ball player who is super talented. Like, he would be a favorite here if they get him. I think it'd be a great move for the team. But to Ruben's point, like, it would be very expensive and it would hurt.
Well,
so
the idea,
I'm on the
I
line.
Would do it
don't
heartbeat.
You have to overpay for this window? Yeah. Like, this is our window.
Yeah,
we got 2 years or so.
Man, I love
like,
the player.
Now's the time.
I love the player. I think he'd be a difference maker. He'd push the lineup in a way that's really cool. And listen, I totally agree with James. I don't like the idea of having to do it, and I probably would not at the end of the day, but I would be happy as hell if they did it.
Yeah.
All right.
Be happy to have him here, man.
Ben, where do you come out on that?
I'm 100% in on Kwan. 100%. And,
that's for two of the four top 100 players.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
And I know Crawford's having a good year, but the ground ball rate bothers me. It's not going to play in the big leagues. And Miller's not exactly having a great year in Double-A. Not exactly.
No, but he's young for Double-A, for what it's worth.
He's young for his age.
Yeah, he is. I mean, baseball's weird though. But, he's a 21-year-old in Double-A.
I think Kwan is
one of the youngest players in Double-A is the point.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine, but Kwan's one of the most dynamic players in baseball.
So the idea of adding a hitter, this is something Dombrowski talked about yesterday. Let's listen to more of Dave Dombrowski. After he had acquired Duran, the idea of adding another one, which obviously would be a hitter if they make another move. Let's listen to what Dombrowski said.
If you do need a bat, does it need to be right-handed?
Well, need to be, I can't say it needs to be, I mean, but that's more of a preference.
All right, so there you go. I mean, which obviously makes some sense. But I will tell you this, I'm not as opposed to a left-handed hitter as some people think. I mean, guys, after Bryce, and I know we think a lot about the righty need because of Bryce and Schwarber, the righty need, but I got to tell you, I mean, they still got a lot of righties. I mean, you got Real Muto, you got Castellanos, you got Bohm.
Alec Bohm is coming back, which is big. That actually is really important. They need somebody to protect Bryce Harper. There is no question in my mind they have to have somebody other than, and I like JT because he's swinging the bat well, but right now they're going with the hot hand to protect him. So JT's swinging better now, so that's why he's hitting in the four hole. When Castellanos starts to swing better, he'll slide back in the four hole until Bohm is back.
So
when Bohm is back, he becomes a four hole hitter.
Ben, gut feeling. Four-hole hitter game one of October, if there's not a trade and there's a new player at it. Game one in October. Bohm, JT, or Casty?
Bohm.
Man, I got to tell you, that's a weak four-hole
Don't
hitter.
Love it.
but he's their best all-around.
I hear you, Ruben. I'm just saying that's why we're talking about maybe trying to get another player.
And we've also seen him be disappointing in the playoffs. Let's not forget he got benched last year in the playoffs. I mean, Alec Bohm got benched by Rob Thompson, who doesn't bench guys.
Yeah.
Benched in a playoff game.
He's also been one of their top average and RBI guys in the last couple of years.
Sure.
He had 98 RBIs the last couple of years.
Yes.
And last year he missed, I don't know how long, with it, the wrist injury. And he still had 98 RBIs.
Yeah. All right, 94 WIP, HD1 Philadelphia this morning. It's a great morning. Phil's got a great closer yesterday. Today's the trade deadline, and we broadcast today away from the Tasty Cake studio. We are at McGurk's and Horsham. Wonderful to see people here. We would love to see you here as well. By the way, you don't have just the next 2 hours. You've got the next 10 hours to get here because the radio station will be broadcasting up through 6 p.m. tonight. These trade deadline days are often fun. I'm not going to say always fun, but often fun. Certainly the anticipation makes it fun, especially when you're a buyer. I mean, we remember the years when the Phillies had to be a seller. But when you're a buyer, it means you got a shot to win a World Series. And it means you got a shot in the next, you know, X number of hours, in this case 10, to add to a team and try to help these guys win a World Series. So we really look to, you know, Dombrowski to see if he can make one more move. I think he will. Now, I'm not certain he will. Obviously, at times he's let us down with the trade deadline, but yesterday was not one of those days. Two different Twitter poll questions of the day today, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet celebrates 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Poll question, do you like the Phil's trade yesterday of Abel and Taid for Duran, yes or no? Second poll question, do you think Dombrowski makes another meaningful trade today? Notice we're not saying just a trade. We're saying a meaningful trade, a trade that will feel meaningful in the moment. Do you think he makes another one today, yes or no? Let's go back to the phones. Andrew and Redding right now. Andrew!
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm literally rounding in the CCU, so I apologize.
No problem, pal.
Sorry to keep you waiting, but it's legit. But I had to hold on because I have the winning answer, the obvious winning answer. But let me just say really quickly, I think we need – I've been a Phillies fan for over 50 years. Since I was a kid, I think we need one more bat. I think Lewis Robert would be the guy. I'm not sure. I would not give up one of the top three. So what I would do if I were Ruben is get somebody like Lewis Robert, but I think I would not give up the top three. You know, maybe give like a, you know, two in the top 15. I don't know if that would get it done.
I would not trade one of their top three prospects for Lewis Robert, Andrew. I just would not do it. And by the way, I'm not saying settle on keeping Rojas, Marsh, and Kepler, because I don't want that, but I would try to pivot to someone else. I would not trade Lewis Robert for one of the top three.
Okay, so we agree. Or the other thing is, just bring up Crawford. I mean, what are we waiting for?
Well, he might not be good enough.
Yeah, I think relying on Crawford to be the offensive savior is a mistake.
I mean, Andrew, you just heard Ben talk about he's got doubts for his career on the long haul. You're talking about having him come in and face great pitchers, you know, this October when you're trying to win a World Series. That's tough, man.
As one of the youngest players in baseball, if he gets brought up.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Then get Lewis Robert and, you know, give up. Whatever.
That's great.
I don't know. I'm just
the issue with Lewis Robert is that Robert is a rental probably because you have to pick up his options. He's got two $20 million
options.
And so you got to think about whether or not you're going to be letting him go or whether you're going to be signing the guy and keeping him for the next 2 years. That's the issue.
Well, if he's good for you, I think they pick up $20 million. I think $20 million for that guy,
possible.
If he's good, is a fair contract.
That's where a deal where a player to be named later might be part of it and stuff like that, depending on whether the team picks up the option. There's a lot of complications associated with it. I do think he'll probably play better. I'm not a big Robert fan, just like Ben, because I don't know what I'm going to get out of the guy on the daily. And, you know, Zebras, their stripes pretty much stay the same.
It reminds you of Adubel a little bit.
Scares me. No, like not
talented,
quite.
Talented, but kind of
not quite.
We don't want that.
He's more talented than Adubel. Like, definitively.
But my point
talented.
Is, Adubel was a guy that we could see the talent, but you just knew there was another side.
This guy's not as big a knucklehead. It's more just the issue with him is more swing and miss. And all. Like, he has some knucklehead stuff, but it's way more the fact that he's just an inconsistent hitter than an inconsistent person.
All right, Andrew, give me a great closing to a movie.
You know what I mean?
Well, the first priority is, and I'm sure Ruben will agree, I hope Ruben, they got to keep Schwarber. They cannot let that guy walk. But anyway, It's obviously the end of the movie Seven with Brad Pitt and I think Morgan Freeman.
That's a good one.
That's
a scary, gross, terrible
What's in the box?
Big answer for sure. All right, let's listen to Ken Rosenthal. Dombrowski obviously getting some high grades, not just locally but nationally for this move yesterday. And Ken Rosenthal kind of put career perspective on the Dombrowski thing here. Here's Rosenthal yesterday.
It was classic Dave Dombrowski. He sees the best guy in the market. He says, I want the best guy in the market. And he gets the best guy in the market. And the return from the Twins' perspective, pretty good. Mick Abel could be a major league starter for them for quite some time. And the catcher is young, but he's considered one of the top 100 prospects in the game. So I got a text from a manager after that trade saying, DD, Dave Dombrowski, is the best in the game. And this is why. He does these things and he makes moves to win World Series, and he's not messing around.
So
not the last
the irony
3 years.
To it, John.
This is incredible.
John, here's the irony.
DD's the best in the game.
Yes.
Howie Roseman is the best in the game.
Hold on. 24 hours ago, most Phillies fans were down on Dombrowski, John.
Yeah.
So which is it?
Well, he's not been that guy. I laughed when I heard that cut this morning.
He's
I said, well, he hasn't been
World
that
Series.
Guy the past 3 years.
No, he's been a great GM, but yeah. he has had an aggravating.
Hall of Famer.
Doesn't matter for the past 3 years, John.
Yeah, his trade
he hasn't gone all in. He hasn't gone out to win
disaster.
The World Series.
He's going all in now, and that's exciting.
Part of the issue is the reason why he did not go all in the last couple of years because he did not know the players that he had yet. He did not. They didn't have Mick Abel last
exactly
year.
Exactly right.
Mick Abel was not Mick Abel.
Mick Abel
what
had
he
a
is
six
now.
ERA last
and
year.
And so he had more depth of the players to be able to move to get the quality that they need. And so everything is, you know, you think about people's careers. There's a reason why people make moves now and in the past. And the big reason why they couldn't make moves last year because they didn't have this level of a prospect to give up. To get the big player. They just didn't have it, and they didn't have the depth until this year. Sometimes it takes a while for these guys to develop.
There is also, and I'd love to know the players, there was the comment from Middleton last week in which he said they went really hard for a player, were willing to give up more than they like kind of wanted to. Remember that, James? Like,
Crochet. Garrett Crochet.
And, yeah, like, so was that Painter last year?
Something like that.
Probably right?
Yeah. Considering what Boston gave up to get Crochet, it's something
my point
in that
is,
range.
Like, yeah, I mean, Middleton did make a point last week to say last year they really, really, really tried hard for a Crochet, didn't get it done because the other team said no, but they felt they gave an enormous offer last year. And then Ruben, to how it landed, obviously, was for the fans very underwhelming, and Austin Hayes getting sick obviously hurt the whole thing. Hey, Dave Dombrowski. He got one done yesterday. Now, look, the Phils gave up a lot. Can't act like they didn't. I mean, we saw Mick Abel pitch very well. And Tyeet, certainly one of the better prospects in their system. He wasn't going to be their catcher next year because at the age of 19, he wasn't going to be here, you know, that soon. But certainly was viewed as the catcher of the future. And listen, sometimes you make these moves. I mean, the move that this one really reminds me the most of in somewhat recent Phillies years – and the only one it reminds me of in somewhat recent years is when the Phillies, back in 2019, traded for JT Realmuto, who was about a similar age. And now I know it's a different position, but the idea was let's go get one of the best in baseball at his position, which obviously, you know, there's no question, you know, the closer here, Duran is, and JT was as a catcher. And you give up two players to get it done. Back then it was Alfaro and Sixto Sanchez. And this time, obviously, it's the two players the Phillies traded yesterday. So these moves are risky, but you go in when you feel you get a player that can really help you moving forward. And, of course, with Realmuto, it certainly worked out. Phil's had him under control for two more years at that point, eventually signed him to a five-year deal. Duran is under control for 2.5 more years. So I think it's a very exciting move. It really helps the club quite a bit. Now, we got a big show here today. You're going to hear from Dave Dombrowski coming up shortly, what he said yesterday to the assembled media. As we broadcast from McGurk's in Horsham today, the entire broadcast, which, by the way, is a 12-hour broadcast. Joe and Hugh's show, Spike and Ike show, also coming up after hours. The entire broadcast presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, Ben Davis, Ruben Amaro, Rhea Hughes, and James Seltzer at the trade deadline desk. Good morning, James.
Hey, we have an update on some more names in the mix. We've talked a lot about Stephen Kwan and Luis Robert as options for bats. A few of the kind of step-down type of names Bob Nightingale putting out there just a couple minutes ago. The St. Louis Cardinals, who are wide open for business, have several teams, including the Houston Astros and the Philadelphia Phillies, expressing interest in the likes of Lars Nootbaar, Alec Burleson, and Brendan Donovan.
Okay. So those are names to be aware of. Ben, are the Atlanta Braves going to be a seller today?
I think they could be.
Do you want a stinking Brave on a Phillies team? Are we bringing that kind of stink?
Why not?
I'll take Acuna.
What about Ozuna, though? His name came up recently on our show.
Yeah, I mean, I'd take him 100%. I'd take the guy. I think he's, you know, I know he's got some baggage.
Yep.
But, you know, is Kyle going to go back to the outfield?
That's exactly what's going to happen.
He would if they did that. He would, I think.
I mean,
Ruben, do you think the Braves will be sellers today? They certainly could be. Do you think they will be?
I think they will be. I think they have to try to maximize some of their assets if they can. I just don't know with some of the contracts that they've signed. I mean, would you like to have a guy like Riley? I mean, that would be ridiculous.
He's a really good player.
No. He's a great player.
He's a great player.
He's not a good player. He's a great player. If they did that, I'd give him the entire farm.
This goes to show you, though, with baseball, you just don't know what you're going to get. I'll be the first one to tell you, I did not see this happening to the Braves this year. Like, they're just not very good at all.
Yeah.
The Marlins are better.
I didn't see this coming. I did not see this coming because they are way too good to be playing this poorly.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. All right. Let's get to Dave Dombrowski and then right back to the phones thereafter. But after the trade yesterday, Dombrowski met with the assembled media, covered a lot of ground. I thought the most interesting part of this was the Andrew Painter part. But also,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're going to hear Dombrowski talking about Duran and what he brings to the club. He obviously completely changes the complexion of this bullpen, which I also think is going to get Lizardo and probably Painter, maybe Nola and Painter, maybe not Painter. But you're going to have a different looking bullpen come October. It'll include David Robertson. Let's listen to the Phillies Vice President of Baseball Operations, Dave Dombrowski, after the big move yesterday.
Made Duran the guy for you?
Well, I mean, we quite a few closers or quite a few relievers. There weren't very many available when the starting went on. Some of the other organizations decided to not make some moves, so we just thought he was the best guy out there, really, is what it came that was available to be acquired. A lot of clubs have been talking about if we were going to acquire their closer, that they were asking for Andrew Painter. We decided that we weren't going to trade Andrew in this trade. And so we felt this was a deal that we got a dominant closer for a tough price, two good players, but something that we think where we are makes sense.
And how important to you was it? You've been active in the rental market the last few deadlines, trading some prospects. How important in your mind was it to get someone who you will have beyond this season?
Well, that would always be the preference. The difference is the acquisition price. I mean, we're willing to pay a little bit more of a price than we would not have paid this price for a rental. So that's what really is a difference for us. So not only this year, but two more seasons after this. So if we were talking a pure rental, we would not have traded these players for that.
How difficult was it to part with a guy with a potential like Tait has?
Well, both players. You know, Tait's a really good prospect. I think, for us, the one difference is he is down the road a little bit, but he really is a good player. And, you know, Mick, we like a lot. We think he's ready to step into big league rotation. I think that really, in talking to Derek Falvey, their GM, quite a bit over the time, and we've been talking to a lot of other clubs, too. The difference is Mick, I don't know if they're going to put him right in the rotation right now this time, but he can't. So, and it wouldn't surprise me if they ended up doing that, but they know he's ready to pitch at the big league level, and that's a difference maker. They had a lot of interest in Duran, so for us, having a player that was ready to pitch for him made a big difference.
Are you still looking for bullpen help?
No. I mean, if somebody puts somebody that's right. So good on here, but between Duran, we've got Robertson coming, and we're pleased with his progress. We have Kirk Ring from the right-hand side, and then we're strong on the banks, we feel very comfortable where we are. And when I talk to Topper, he'll talk more about him. He's a legitimate closer. So we feel he'll fit into that role for us.
Did you come in here and say anything to the clubhouse?
No. I don't even know if they know personally. I have no idea.
And would you see yourself getting any kind of offensive upgrade before 6 p.m. tomorrow?
Well, we're not done. I mean, we're not done talking, and the deadline's not over. We'll just see what ends up happening. I really don't know. They're tough to acquire, too, right now. So we have to kind of see what happens tomorrow, really.
You said with Painter, you said you weren't going to move him, at least in this trade, or at least at this time, for a closer or reliever. Is he?
No, we're not. We're just not moving him.
You're just not moving him. We're flatly. Okay.
Well, we weren't. I mean, I can't tell you 5 years from now.
No, I mean, right now.
No, we're not trading.
Okay.
And there were a couple other guys we told him we weren't going to trade either. So.
Okay.
How would you describe the talks with the Twins? I mean, when did it really come to a head?
Well, really, probably more just the days kind of meshed together here at this time of year. But I would say they were more of since we were here in Chicago, more so. I mean, they know what we were looking for, that we were looking for bullpen help. I've had that conversation with them. I really didn't think this one was possible, you know, a couple days ago. I'm not really sure what the difference was in that regard. I do think that having Abel close to the big leagues made a difference. Because I do know that they had a lot of interest in him. We've heard from a lot of clubs that were trying to get him after we got him. And so they really picked up over the last few days. And really, even this afternoon, late morning, I should say, because we were at the hotel, that's when we really kind of, okay, give me your best offer. We had gone over so many different other possibilities and names. So it really picked up over the last, really more so today. This is where really... Derek had mentioned to me, I don't know what time it is, it was 5 o'clock. It was 5 o'clock, he was going into an ownership meeting, 5 o'clock Minnesota time, to discuss whatever options they had, he told me. But really, a couple hours before that is when we really start going back and forth.
Did you say you had a stressful rain delay or an exciting rain delay?
Well, did we have a rain delay?
It was 3 hours and
35
minutes.
No, I know we did.
Do you feel like at this point, around baseball, that like most teams know if they're buying and selling at this point? I mean, it seemed like for a long time there were a lot of teams that were on the fence. Do you feel like it's shaken out a little bit?
Well, I can't tell you they all do. I don't. But, you know, really when you get – we've had conversations with other clubs today, but some of the clubs that maybe were undecided, I haven't spoken to them today, so I can't speak for where they are. But as of yesterday, I talked to a couple of clubs that still were unsure where they were going to go.
If you do need a bat, does it need to be right-handed?
Well, need to be. I can't say it needs to be. I mean, but that's more of a preference.
Right.
What makes you more willing to shop in a more expensive aisle this deadline? More willing to go out to surrender to better prospects?
Well, we got a really good guy, you know, something that we have control over. I think that makes a big difference. So I think we're deeper in prospects, too. That helps. I mean, even though we traded two really good prospects, we have
you know, four more that are in the top 100 prospects in baseball. We just drafted a guy that number one that I think probably fits into that category. We just and we have a couple of, we have other guys that maybe aren't getting quite the accolades that we like in our system a great deal too. I think that helps. So I think that makes that's the difference. The control aspect is, you know, like, again, that's huge. And so, and I think we have a chance to win. You know, I think we have, but I felt that in the past too. We just haven't given it up. A lot of times you can't get a guy like this either with the control. I mean, the Twins, now there's a club that decided they were in it as of last week. They were still trying to get in it. They've made a decision they would go the other way. So a lot of times you can't get a guy like this, and they finally decided probably for them, you know, they still have other good bullpen arms, as you know, with Jackson, Stewart, and well, really, Barlin that they have. So it's a situation where I think they probably felt, well, you know what, we're going to maximize value. This is probably a time to do it. It makes sense for them, too.
Thompson hasn't formally used the closer designation that much in past years. What made you want to get a guy that you can even give that label to?
Because he's good enough, really. I mean, he's legitimate. I mean, he's a legitimate closer. And we talked about it beforehand that if we got him, he'd be our guy. So, and then it does help in the sense that he can mix and match around. He gets lefties and righties out. In fact, his average, I mean, righties don't hit him. Their batting average is, their OPS is not very good at all, but their batting average for lefties are just it's amazing how low it is overall. And so he gets lefties and righties out. The one thing they told me, they said, don't worry, he'll pitch. If you want him to use another inning, he wouldn't. Rod Thompson said, well, we're pitching him in the ninth. You know, now he has also pitched multiple innings at various times, too, but I don't think we're getting him for that purpose.
He'll join the club Friday?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we already talked to him. And they were just talking to him, but he'll be there for Friday.
All right, there he is, Dave Dombrowski, yesterday. So a lot in there. Good morning to you as we broadcast from McGurk's today. It's the McGurk's and Horsham, our entire show presented by, and the all 12 hours of this broadcast, which we'll go through the other guys' shows as well, presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Rhea, biggest thing that stood out to you from what Dombrowski said, there was a lot in there. What hit you the most?
That they're not done. I don't think you say that because, you know, Rube, you know this as a GM. When you say something and then it doesn't happen, we always go, you know what he said? He said we're not done. And that also made me happy. Like, I was thrilled to hear that.
I agree with you, Rhea.
I love the acquisition they made. It's fantastic. One more piece, and I will be. This will be his best ever.
You know, over the moon, over the moon.
Yeah. And Rube, you know that's not normally me.
No, that's right. Yeah, no
doubt. So, Rube, you called for it about 2 weeks ago. You said you thought there were three players away. Now, this is right after they acquired Robertson, but hadn't pitched him yet, which they still hadn't. So you said three players. Robertson's one, and you said they need two more. They are getting very close to landing
very
the plane
close.
That you wanted.
They're really, really good right now. Really good, and they will be great if they do pick up another bat.
Ben, do you think they will today? Are we going to be happy with today? We're happy today about yesterday. Are we going to be happy later today about today?
I think they have to. I don't think they will. I think they have to. So, therefore, I think they will. And I think they have to because this lineup just is too consistently inconsistent. That's the bottom line. I would love to see them go out and get a batting average guy. I don't need the big thumper because I think there's enough thump in this lineup to go around. I just need a guy to be more consistent, play a decent outfield, and put up some batting average numbers. Get base hits.
All right.
String base hits together.
Let's find out what everyone thinks on the phone lines. 215-592-9494, your chance to react. You can also join us at the McGurk's and Horsham today. Let's go to Anthony in New Jersey. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing this morning?
Doing great, Anthony.
Yeah, we're pretty excited, man.
Oh, my man, Johnny Hendricks. What's going on, John?
Lots, Anthony. We got the best closer in baseball.
Yeah, I see, man. Hey, I'm pretty excited for the pick, man. Now, all we need, man, is a right-hander. A right-handed bat, man. Let's get some bats going, man. And I believe that the deal that we made with the pitcher and I believe we're going to get a bat, man. And we should be world serious, man. This is our year right here. I believe
could
it.
Could be.
Man.
Look, they certainly got a shot. There's no question about that.
Yeah, they got a shot. Dombrowski, man, he's not sitting on his hands, man. He's making some moves. I guess his ears is to the streets. And they trying to bring that damn trophy back, man. Hey, I got a winning answer, man.
Let me hear. What do you got, Anthony?
The Godfather, of course.
Godfather 1 when the door closes, the very end?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's a big answer. James, I know that's up your alley.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, it says the whole where the movie went. You know, he's finally become the Godfather, and she's it's a different life. She's a different life than that life.
Yeah.
It's wild.
And it sets up Godfather 2.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good answer. Let's go to Doug right now, calling from North Wales. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning? And Rhea, how are you?
Hello.
Doing great, Doug.
Hello.
Hello. Hey,
Byron Buxton was a name that used to be tossed around. Is that still available?
He got
or
hurt.
Or is he off the table?
He got
Shocker.
Hurt.
Oh, he got hurt.
Exactly.
So surprised.
He also had a no-trade clause and said prior that he didn't want to move. So there were a couple of reasons.
Yeah. I'm excited. They need a right-handed bat, and our thumpers have to hit in the playoffs. They can't disappear. We still there?
Yeah, that's essential. I agree with you, Doug. That's essential. I don't care how good their pitching is. It's going to be likely very good in the playoffs. Likely. I can't guarantee it. But if they don't hit, then they won't win. They have to hit better than they did last year.
We're talking about Schwarber. You know, the big guys. Of course, we need another bat. But
it's not just the big guys. It's the middle guys. I mean, to me, like, I know they're sort of thumpers by payroll or physical stature. Like, Bohm's not a thumper, but he's supposed to be a 6'5". You'd like to see him hit more homers. But when I think of JT, when I think of Casty, when I think of Bohm, I'm talking about three guys that are supposed to be pretty darn good. And if they don't, and Stott, you know, is a different type of hitter, but like, they need these guys to come through, man.
I do like the age of them because I think the realization that this is it and the character of the guys, I think they're going to get hot at the right time. All the players you just mentioned. And I think with one more piece and they're starting pitching, I don't think they can be stopped.
Well, Doug, you're the first person that's called in a WIP and said that since the last five-game winning streak, whenever that was.
Hey, listen, I've got an ending.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of obscure, but I'm thinking, Joe, the way you think. I'm going to go with the fist in the air, Soylent Green as people.
Oh, Soylent Green. That's a great movie.
What movie is that?
We went way Soylent Green. Wow. Do you know what they were doing with those?
I don't know what that is. What is
never
it?
Heard
with
of
the
it.
Dead no. bodies. It was bad.
It wasn't good.
They were grinding them up.
Yeah.
I don't know that at all.
Check it out.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a rough one.
Ruben, I heard you chuckle when I referenced last five-game winning streak.
That's funny.
The Philly fan is fickle, aren't we?
No doubt.
I mean, yesterday Dombrowski's a bum. Today he's a hero.
Win
in
the World Series and then, you know, fire everybody.
Rube, but did you have any experience with that?
No. I think what is cool, there's so many different layers of things that have gone on. Obviously, the draft picks that they picked, that had a lot to do with the fact that Abel became a little bit more available. Yeah. I think that was big because Gage Wood is probably going to end up knocking on the door fairly quickly. They drafted a whole bunch of guys. But there's a couple of underwoods. One under the radar name that I wanted to toss out there. I think this is where you can be really creative. I'm not a huge fan of this guy because he doesn't stay on the field all that much. But when he does, he can be really good. It's Tyler O'Neill.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler O'Neill is a bat that you would like to have protecting. He's a right-handed bat. I know he's a hit-and-miss guy, and he's owed two more years in the contract. I believe that Baltimore wants to get out from underneath it. He does get hurt a lot, but if you can get them to pay down a lot of that, you know, for the next 2 years, this is a dangerous right-handed bat. It's not perfect. I'd rather have Kwan, but those are the kinds of names that I would think that might have some interest, and you can be really creative to try to get some of those types of deals done.
Ruben, who are the other guys? Dave Dombrowski referenced other players who were not available. He said, you know, Painter was not available. And then he said, and there were other guys who I told them were not available. Who do you think that was? I mean, just the other guys in the top 100. But I thought those were the guys who were most appealing.
I think he was referencing teams that were not going to move certain players, that they were staying in the race one way or another, that they had inquired about. I think that's what he was referencing. I think there's only really one untouchable, and I used to talk about this all the time. You know, there's prospects that are more touchable than others.
Sure.
And so that's sort of how I referenced it. And Painter's a guy that basically isn't untouchable. Now,
but he might be touchable for the right deal.
Do you move him in to get Carlos Correa? I don't know.
Right.
Do you move him to get a Riley or somebody like that? Do you move him to get Judge? Of course. But,
right.
I mean,
right.
I'm just saying. But those are deals that are probably unrealistic. I'm just saying, you know, you say never because it's probably
because
never.
It's almost never.
Yeah.
It's almost
but it's,
never.
It is. The beauty of being in this situation is that you have so much volatility. There's so much going on. You never know when something might pop up. And it could happen in the very last 20 minutes of the deadline. And that's the cool part about being in this situation.
215-592-9494 to join us today. That's what Jordan in Princeton's doing right now. Good morning, Jordan.
I cannot believe that somebody used Soylent Green on the call before I come up. I'm so excited. I got this obscure answer to today's question, and it snatched right from my
no
questions.
No way. You were
going
to say Soylent Green? No way. Wow.
Jordan, the best answer is still available.
It's insane.
I guarantee.
It's insane, Ruben.
Listen, these people around here, these knuckleheads that I do this show with, may not agree with me, but I am certain, that the best answer for the end of a movie is available, for the close of the movie. But anyway.
Well, one day when they immortalize Joe versus Jack in a cinematic format, the ending of that epic picture will certainly be the winning answer a couple of years from now.
Listen, maybe I will use a form of this movie's ending when I whip Jack in basketball to win 3-2.
Oh, that's an interesting
maybe
little hint.
Maybe I
there.
Will. Maybe I've already thought of it.
I have to borrow a word from my late grandmother who spoke.
I'm sorry, Jordan. Go ahead, man.
I have to borrow a word from my late grandmother who spoke fluent Yiddish, canceling tennis the other day. A Shonda, an absolute Shonda. We're all waiting for it. We're all anticipating this. People are going down there. We got to get that on the calendar soon.
Yeah, I hear you.
Shonda, now... What was not a Shonda was this trade last night, and I think it's easily the best deadline trade Dombrowski's made since he's been with the Phillies. We
no
got
doubt.
What we needed. We didn't give up too much, but let's not lose
well,
sight
Well, they
of
give
the
up a lot, just to be
deadline.
Clear. No, let's not act like they gave up a lot. Just because you haven't seen Tyeats play and may not know almost anything about him doesn't mean he might not turn into an all-star catcher for years to come.
I think the way to phrase it is didn't give up as much as we thought they would have to.
I would agree with that.
I would agree with that.
I would agree with that.
You know, the other thing to think about with this, the whole catching premise is we're going to have the system next year where you can challenge balls and strikes. So the whole framing, pitch framing thing is going to be completely – they're going to put some – thug back there.
Huh.
Honestly,
it's fascinating.
It's going to be here. It's going to stay because we saw it in spring training and it was flawless.
Oh, it's coming. I agree.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold
on.
It's so
really
they're going to have some, just going to put some meathead back there that can actually literally catch the ball that has a good arm, right? So the old framing aspect and working pitches back in the strike zone, it's going to be obsolete. So that from that aspect, it doesn't matter anymore. It's not going to matter.
Okay, that's very interesting.
That's fascinating. That well, if anybody knows meatheads, it would be Ben Davis.
I like that you went meatheads instead of catching there. That really shows what you think
of
Ben.
Mike Piazza is going to come out of retirement. Jordan, give me the close to a movie. The Phillies got a closer. What was a great close to a movie?
2 seconds ago, let's not forget that this trade deadline was made more complicated because Alvarado was drinking 6 cups of synthetic testosterone a day. You know, if he was still in here, we would just be able to go after a bat, which I don't think is the solution. I think if this is the trade they make, it was a good trade. And we got to move on with it because our team needs to be more consistent at the plate. My last thing very quickly, I got to thank WIP. I saw a couple of concerts this summer on tickets I won from you guys. John Ritchie, I took my 12-year-old to Metallica and then Offspring on WIP tickets. And you have kids. You ever see your 12-year-old headbang at an Offspring concert? It's a pretty wonderful and satisfying thing. So I want to shout out James and his love of music, and I want to shout out the whole station for giving me these opportunities to go to shows with my kids.
Very nice, man.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, Jordan.
Ending of a movie. It's entered into the lexicon with my friends. Trading Places, the best movie of all time. Looking good, Billy Ray. Feeling good, Lewis. It's the best ending to a movie, and it's Philadelphia all in one.
I love it. What a good answer. And Jordan, a really good movie. Appreciate the call. 215-592-9494. So here's my cautionary tale. Every once in a while, I do a little bit of research to prepare for the show. Here's the research.
Just once in a while.
It's once every 2 months. I go into the lab. I say, let me roll up the sleeves. So here's what I did when I rolled up the sleeves this morning, because I knew there was going to be callers that say, definitely a great trade. And part of it's going to be because, well, you know Mick Abel, but you don't know Tait, and you don't know what they'll become. None of us know what they'll become. And so it's just like, well, it's a great trade, no doubt. Here's where sometimes that works the other way. And I'm not going to give you the, you know, how Larry Anderson got traded for Jeff Bagwell example. I'm going to actually give you four examples from the Phillies in the 1980s. Because we talk a lot, Ruben, your group, I mean, obviously the team that won the title the last time really made what they became through the farm system of Cole, Ryan, Chase, and Jimmy, the four main guys, added in by the Victorinos and the Wurst and the Brad Lidges and all that. We know the 80 group was made by the farm system. I'm going to give you four names from the 1980s that the Phillies losing them earlier in their career, they were either in the minors or played briefly in the big leagues for the Phils, is a huge part of why the Phillies were so bad from the mid-1980s through, like, deep into the 1990s, other than 93. James, tell me if you can guess the four names.
Well, Sandberg's got to be one of them, yeah.
Because here's what I have in front of me, how these four guys added up statistically.
Was Julio Franco one of them?
Two.
Nice pull.
I mean, these
George Bell another one?
Three.
My dad signed both those guys.
Right?
I mean, those guys were great.
Man, we're talking stars.
Fired because he argued
stars
with Paul Owens about losing those guys.
Oh, wow.
Fired for 24 hours.
Wow. That's a great story.
All right, there's one more. It's a pitcher. He was a great American League pitcher after he was just a guy here. And by
Dave
the way,
Stewart.
Dave Stewart.
Oh,
bingo.
Yeah, totally forgot Dave Stewart was here.
Yeah. Boom.
Correct.
Totally forgot that.
So here's my point. Wow. Now, I know some of the younger listeners right now, maybe you're in summer break. Good for you. Enjoy the summer. You know, you don't have to scurry off to school today. We appreciate you listening. To the younger audience, you might not know the names George Bell, Ryan Sandberg, Julio Franco, and Dave Stewart. But let me tell you what they represent, where you do have to be careful when you jettison a young player or don't identify how good he can be. The three hitters, Bell, Sandberg, and Franco, three hitters in their career, added up to 6,674 hits, 720 home runs, over 3,000 RBIs, two MVPs, and 16 All-Star games. And they had all three of them, and they gave all three up for very little. Von Hayes is the best they got back for the combination of George Bell, Ryan Sandberg, and Julio Franco. And then there's Dave Stewart.
Beat him in a World Series.
Dave Stewart, I think, was the 90 World Series MVP, I think. Dave, and you're right, and then he beat him in 93. You're right about that, James. So he won a couple World Series. He won 168 games in his career, and he finished in the top five of Cy Young 4 years.
George Bell was not a trade. George Bell was taken off of the Rule 5 draft by Pat Gillick, who is a Hall of Famer.
Right, right.
And he was licking his chops, man. I remember my dad freaking out when that happened.
But Rube, you get my point. It's about when you have these kind of guys, Unless you get a great closer, you're trying to keep them.
Of course. And and listen.
So that's my point. When people act like Tait, I don't know Tait. Well, you might know him in 7 years as the best catcher in baseball. So I'm just saying I'm excited today. I am truly excited. But I'm saying there is a cautionary flag that has to be acknowledged.
But there's plenty of examples of when it did work out, when the Cubs, remember who the Cubs traded to get Aroldis Chapman. It was Gleyber Torres. He's a pretty good player, right?
Absolutely.
Were they happy that they got Aroldis Chapman to help them win a World Series?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, look, the Phil's got Brad Lidge, and what was it, Ruben? Michael Bourne?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who made one or two All-Star games?
He was a good player, yeah.
Solid player.
Yeah.
Solid player.
Nice player.
No doubt. I mean, listen, I always believed in moving players. If you're going to get a player and he's performing at the major league level, get it done. But you have to understand, Mick Abel's ceiling might be a number two. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mick Abel's floor is probably a number five. That's a pretty good player under control for the next 6 years.
Yeah, no doubt.
There's no question about
that. You're right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. By the way, I could have kept going with more guys from the 80s that blew up the whole thing when they weren't here. Like, Mike Kruko was a good player for a while. They had him, and then they didn't.
Are they in your book, Joe?
No, Kruko
didn't. You
didn't
do a whole section on these guys?
Kruko didn't make the book.
The question is, did Von Hayes make the book? I got to think. You know, he
must
did.
Have.
The 83 Phils. Von Hayes.
He didn't make it because I got traded for him?
All right, let's go to Juice from South Philadelphia. Hi, Juice.
What's up, Joe? What's up, gang?
Hey, Juice.
So all good,
Joe,
buddy.
Yesterday we were talking about how I thought Dombrowski, there was no way he was going to make a move. Remember that conversation?
Yeah,
yeah, and you were flat out wrong.
Flat wrong, Juice.
Do you feel like
I called back today
apologizing?
So I could be wrong again. No, I'm going to do the same thing and hope we get the same result.
There you go.
So you don't think he's making a deal today either? You know, he told us
not.
He was making a deal.
I like what you're doing here, Juice. Keep doing it.
Right? Yeah, I'm trying to keep the mojo going, John.
Okay,
that's right.
That's good.
Right.
That is good. I like the reverse psychology. I do indeed believe it's working. Yes.
Right. So with that being said, I love the Durant trade. I know there a lot of people are high on Abel. I think he gave up a little too many home run balls for my liking. I know he can tone that down, but
Juice, you know what the biggest problem with Abel was, and I mean this as a compliment, there was no spot for him. I mean, if we're talking about a conversation where there might not be a spot next year for Ranger Suarez, and there might not be, how in the world was there going to be a spot for Mick Abel? There wasn't.
There wasn't.
I mean, I actually thought it was so beyond obvious that Mick Abel was going to get traded. I really did. I really, really did.
Yeah, I thought the obvious one was nobody's going to like this, but I thought Suarez might go because he's not locked up. And
yeah, but Nola's injury and Lizardo's ineffectiveness changed that.
I mean, Rangers, they're probably pitching a playoff game for them.
Yeah.
Joe, I'm with you. I thought if you had asked me coming into this to bet on one person in the whole organization to get traded, I would have bet on Mick Abel.
There's no question.
Yeah,
totally
no
agree
doubt.
With that.
There's no room in the end.
All right,
Juice, give me an answer, buddy, for a closing to a movie.
Have you ever seen Saul?
Saul, I've heard of it. James, you know that one?
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
one? There's like 10 of them.
Yeah, there is literally 10. You're correct, 10 of them.
All right, Juice. Well, we'll put you down for Saul 1.
It's not a winning answer.
Ben, have you thought about Abel's family there for that first game and cheering them on?
It was awesome.
It was, but here's the
thing.
Going
up against Paul Skeens.
and out-dueled him.
And I don't know if you guys remember, but our first show after that game, I said, did his family know yesterday that he's definitely going to get traded?
Did you say it, really?
Yeah, I did.
Do you know what else was wild about? That was the day the Alvarado suspension was the same day. So we came in the next day, and we're talking about what a great start from Mick Abel, but oh, no, Alvarado got. So
yeah.
It was a consequential.
I didn't realize. And the Alvarado thing, I mean,
it was hurtful.
It really was.
It was.
And I know a lot of people have been on Dave Dombrowski for how the roster is shaped up going into the deadline. And I do think we forget about that Alvarado thing and how much that's out of his control.
The trickle down effect of that whole thing is, I mean, it's incredible.
I agree. With that said, so I think the pitching the bullpen can look really good for the playoffs. Here's the way I line it up, and I don't mean line up sequence wise, but just hear me out here. Here's what I see for the bullpen in October: Duran on the back end with Kerkerian and Strom, David Robertson, Lizardo likely, Painter likely, Tanner Banks almost definitely.
Yeah, I think he has to be. You can't only have one lefty in the playoffs.
So I don't know how many more spots you have. Maybe one, maybe two. I'd have to look up how many spots. But, like, you'd have Taiwan and all the randos competing for, like, one or two spots. That's a good bullpen, man. It's
damn good.
Especially compared to what we thought it was.
It's damn good.
We going to see Painter, Ruben, in the bullpen? I mean, Middleton, about a week ago, reference Painter in the bullpen in October, which tells me it's a likelihood.
It's very, very possible. A lot of it depends on, you know, how he shows during the course of his time when he comes to the big leagues. At some point, he's going to be in the big leagues. He's going to have to get some reps here and see how he handles it. But he's got a chance to be pretty special, and I would consider him in. I wouldn't consider him right now, but I would certainly consider him in the bullpen during the course of the playoffs.
Ben, you hearing anything on Aaron Nola? I mean, we got 2 months left in the season. When do we see the guy?
I mean, it's a big time injury. Anytime you have something in your rib cage, it just takes forever to get back because it affects everything you do.
He's got a rehab start today, right?
Is it today?
I thought it was today.
It might be today.
I don't see Nola going to the bullpen. I think Luzardo, if any of the starters, I think Luzardo's stuff plays out of the bullpen more so than anybody else for righties and lefties.
And the way that you would use Jose Alvarado when he comes back is just basically use him as much as humanly possible to protect everyone else and save everyone else's arms prior to the postseason?
Yes and no. I still think it's going to be more so a matchup type of thing, but I still see Topper using him as being a high-leverage guy. No doubt.
Look, the Phillies are in a very tight race for the division,
they're
in a tight race for trying to be the two or the one seed to get a bye and get home field advantage.
And the whole league, too, not just in the National League. In the whole league, it's all super tight.
It's all about winning games right now.
Yeah, when Alvarado's ready, I use him, but they only get him for whatever
it is. While also being aware of the fact that you have to get your guys in roles, you know, like for the playoffs. So.
No, that's right as well.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.